Bishulchem, okay, tov. Happy to be back. Hope everybody's doing well. Today's shiur is dedicated to the Nishmat. Malka bat Jalinus, Chana bat Shemuel, Shlomo ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel ben Gabriel, Tzivya bat Mashiach, Tamara bat Mashiach, Yosef ben Nisan, Liora bat Yitzchak, Baruch Hashem Tinicham began Eden. And today we are on the topic of Goy, a non-Jew. Amru Rabotenu Zal. Shetzarich lizaher shelo lehachis afilu legoy katan. A person should be careful in the way they treat and they respect even a goy child, even a goy who's a child.
Not just the adult.
Yes, and you have to think also in the older culture where, you know, even the Persians were also like this, that there's the respect for the elder is of utmost importance. But a lot of times what happens with that or in that culture is the elder doesn't have to respect the younger. Right, the other in that, now what Pele Yoetz is saying is that what Rav Chachamim said is it's very important to respect not just the goy. He says even if they're katan, even if they're younger than you, even if they're, and nobody said, Pele Yoetz has said this over and over, just because you see people not respecting somebody who's younger doesn't mean that's okay. Everybody should respect everybody. There's a special respect for somebody who's older, but somebody who's younger you have to respect also.
You don't know if he's
right?
More worthy than
he's saying, and the fact the fact that he's a goy and that he's not Jewish also doesn't matter. You should still respect him. You should still that, and you should still not anger him. How come? Ki evratam shmura lanetzach. So he says they hold on to their anger.
Oh.
Right? He said if they get upset, they says that the anti-Semitism is something which
they're carried with them forever.
It lights very, very, very quickly. It lights very, very quickly, and it stays. And umalchutaihu batar udnaihu. Says their kingship follows their ears. And this is a statement that Chachamim said that you never know in what position this goy might be in a few years from now. You never know where they're going to be. Right now, he might look like he's an average guy, or maybe he's an average person, or right now he's a child.
Tomorrow might be the president of the United States.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Like today, we have a president of Israel.
Yes. So he says, "Umayti b'Yerushalmi," and there's a story that's said in the Yerushalmi. Beroech hazirim shehikuhu ayudim. He says there was a guy that he was a shepherd of
pigs, of pork,
shepherd of an animal that's tame. And the Jews were hitting him. The Jews were disrespecting him, except Rabbi Yoshua, the rabbi. The rabbi had respect for him. Yisofshin asamelech, and in the end, he became the king. He became the king over that town.
Wow.
And Hayarotzel asot klaya, says he wanted to do a holocaust against the Jewish people. Velulei Rabbi Yoshua shegamali motova, and if it wasn't for that, Rabbi Yoshua, the rabbi was kind to him. The rabbi was kind to the goy. Hayar otzel aso. He said he interfered and he intervened there and he calmed him down and he let go. So anti-Semitism is something which lights very, very quickly, and therefore Pele Yoetz is saying, just be cautious and be careful and be careful with
how you treat
every person. Just be good to every person. Yeah, be kind and be a good.
This is also
good
the way,
to every person.
The way of Hashem. Hashem wants us to be nice to everybody. Doesn't matter.
And don't look at somebody and say, oh, you know, right now they're a worker. Right now they're.
Who cares?
What difference does it make? They're a person, they're
human
a human being.
You
treat them with respect.
Sure.
So, וגם צריך לחוש, אפילו אם לא יוכל לעשות שום דבר, שמה ימצא אותו יחידי באישון לילה או באמצע הדרך. Even if he is not going to become the king, right? If he has a hatred towards the Jews, because very often the way it works it's not just they hate you as a person, right? They start to hate the Jewish people. They hate.
It always comes to the entire Jewish people.
Even if he's not going to become a king one day, he says, "But you know, maybe you'll cross paths with him alone at night. And he's together. The goy is together with his gang of friends.
Wow.
You bring yourself to a dangerous situation." So hine kichen lo tov leitkotet im goy afilo katan uvazui veshasui. Therefore, he says, don't get into arguments, don't get into fights with him. Ki lo teda mayeled yom. You have no idea what the next day is going to bring.
Always.
You have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. Venimtza over, venishmatem el nashodechem. And you violate what it says in the Torah, that you should be cautious for your own souls. The Torah says, guard your souls. Guard your lives. Even if the goy comes to curse him, or comes to curse the Jewish people, that's also not good. That's also bad. Even if the goy is not going to become a king, and he's not going to be able to start a pogrom, even if the goy is not going to be stronger than you and meet you in the middle of the night, even the fact that he might curse the Jewish people, or they might curse you or the Jewish people, it's also not good. Shari Amru, as our Chachamim said in Masechet Megillah, don't let the curse of a simple person be small in your eyes.
Same like a bracha.
Same as a bracha. Don't let the bracha of a simple person be simple in your eyes. Don't let the curse of a simple person be small in your eyes. How come? Because you never know. If in that moment the person might have had a little zechut, then yeah, maybe catches, the bracha catches and attaches even of a small person, and it could have a large effect. That's why it's always we learned in bracha, we always give bracha to people. Right? Yeah. But on the other hand, also you never know if the klala, if the curse, maybe is a simple person, but if in that person, in that moment, a person is weak or his mazal is low or his zechut is low, in that moment it can catch. So even a curse a person should be, even though you might say, oh, he's a goy, so what? But still, you never know. Be cautious, be careful.
Can you assume that all human beings, goy and Jews, all creatures of Hashem, so by default you have to respect?
Yes, exactly.
This morning.
Right. Adiraba, he says the opposite. Yakdim shalom lechol adam, afilu lenochri bashuk. The Gemara says that the rabbis were careful. Be the first one to say hello. Says even to a goy in the marketplace.
Yes.
Right. Don't wait for them to say hello
make
to you.
Make yourself smaller to
say,
them.
Say hello to them first. And even here and there, send them gifts. They do something for you. They're kind for you. They're helpful to you. Whether it's in your business or send them gifts here and there to make them happy. A person does have to be conscious, and there's a halakha, and we have to know what the holiday season coming up. To send them a gift for, if it's an avodah zarah, if they're idol worshipping, to send them a gift for their holiday, there's a prohibition. There's a prohibition to send them, in the Torah, to send them a gift for their holiday. But, right, so that's a topic of another time that we have to learn. But what he's saying is, in general though, again, here and there, if you're good with them and on good terms with them, send them gifts.
Yes.
Send them gifts to make them happy.
Give them a tip.
Give them an extra tip. Don't be cheap with them.
Buy him a coffee. Yes.
Don't be cheap. Yes. Don't say that he's a goy. He doesn't matter. He doesn't matter.
Yes.
They're coming and working in your house. Buy them a lunch. Give them a lunch. Give them a pizza. Give them an extra tip to make them happy. That they should not just that they should appreciate and be happy, but also that they should go to their friends and those around them and say, look at the Jews. It's good to work for Jews.
They work better when you do that.
Rabbi, you said that you have to be aware of their curses the same way we have to be aware of their blessings.
Yes.
So let's say you're aware of their curse. What do you do?
Corruption. Give them money. Make them blind. Sure. Blind them. Blind them. Blind them.
What are you supposed to do?
Blind them.
If you see the curse.
Oh, it's very good. I would speak to Rav in that moment, but first of all, yes, you want to appease them, and you want to, if
with money,
possible,
appease them. Usually
right
with money.
Here and there, but outside
they
of that, yeah. A person maybe should take on a mitzvah or something, or give it tzedakah, and that's a chut.
But in that moment, in the situation where you know, when you don't know, you don't know.
That's yes. So, and I would speak to a rabbi in that moment. But the main point here is, don't take it lightly. Don't be the type that they look and say, oh, he's a goy, it doesn't matter anyway, they don't matter anymore.
No.
It matters.
You count everybody with seven putting your foot.
It makes a difference. We have workers in our county size over here. Again, sometimes from time to time you hear of somebody that disrespected them or somebody that didn't speak nice to them. And that's terrible. That's horrible. It's really horrible. It's a chilul Hashem. It desecrates the name of Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Somebody does it. Yeah, they come in. They're working for us, and they're here with us, and they're happy to work for us. And it happens to be that in general they love the Jewish people. And we have to respect them.
Especially if they handle our food.
But say good morning to them. Of course, say good morning to them.
Happiest Wednesday.
When we have officers come outside for security.
Yes, always say hello.
Say good morning to them. Happy to see you. Thank you for being with us today. These small comments, they make a difference. They tell a story from the Holocaust. It's a famous story. They say it's true. It's a true, true story that there was a rabbi in Poland that he was very conscious to every delivery person that was coming to deliver the mail, the person who they would bring about around the milk. Back then, there was a milkman that they would bring. Every person...
I had milk delivered.
Every person, he would say hello to, say good morning to them. And they would respond to good morning back, and it was their daily routine. Every day, he went out of his way. When others would disrespect, I said, "Oh, and it's a delivery guy. Who cares? A delivery guy." He went out of his way to respect them every day. It happened a few years later. He says that this milkman, if I'm the miller, one of the delivery men, he became an SS officer. Right? World War II was starting. He became an officer and he was the one that was standing and deciding
which
to the
one
right,
was.
To the left. Who's the one going to the Shalindat, to the death camps, and who was going to the war camps? And the story, the rabbi came, and he came forward, and he was an older man at that time. He was one that, and he wasn't young, and that he was able to work, that he would send him to the war camps. And he says to him, "Good morning." He says, "Good morning, Mr. Muller. And he says to him, "Good morning, Rabbiner." Right? Good morning to the rabbi. And he sends him to the war camp. And he survived the Holocaust. And the rabbi survived the Holocaust. It's a true story. And this is what Pele Yoetz is saying. This is what our Chachamim are saying. Respect every person. Do not disrespect any person. Don't ever look. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, "Al tehi baz lechol adam." Do not disrespect any person. Ki en adam she'en lo sha'a.
You don't know.
You never know what time will bring to any person.
Everybody has their moment.
You look at him right now and you think that he's in a lowly position and he's in a lowly place. And look, he's just a worker right now. He's just a this. He's just a that. Where is he? You never know. In a few years, he might be in charge of your city. In a few years, he might be the president of the United States. He might be a senator. He might be somebody that you need.
I heard Putin was like that.
Yes,
he was a Jewish lady.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
That's why he loved Jewish people, because he was orphaned. He was raised by.
Then he went to Israel. Wow. And he bought a house for her.
Wow!
Because they fed him. They made sure that he was orphaned. Look what happened.
Okay. So these are the ways that our Chachamim teach us. So he says, and here and there, and if you're able to, here and there, send them gifts. Send them gifts to make them happy. Don't be stingy.
$5, $10, $20.
Yes, the $5 is not going to hurt you. The $20 is not going to hurt you.
It'll pay dividends.
It says in Kohelet, throw your bread out to the ocean. Why? Because many days later you're gonna find it. It's gonna come back one day. So if there is a Jew who is connected with the government. There's a Jew who has you have connections to the king. Either you have a position in the government or you have some important position. It says, be extra cautious to be kind to all the goyim around you, to all of them. He says, because there are many people jealous of you. There are many people jealous of your position, and they have their eye on you. And the jealousy is great, and the anti-Semitism, again, lights very quickly. Look at the Jew who's in that position, look at what he did, and look at what he's doing. Their eyes darken from seeing the Jews in such positions. ואם גם יהיה גומל עם האם רעה בכוח ממשלתו, תהיה עברתם שרון על עצח. And if he disrespects them and does bad to them, again, their anger will be eternal, will be forever. יהיו נוקמים ונוקמים כנחש, and they will take revenge like a snake. עד כי יבוא יומו שיצא ממשלתו, until they get him out of position, until they get him out of power. ואין לך אדם שאין לו שעה, there is no person who doesn't have his moment, like פרקי אבות says, על כגון זה נאמר, and about this it says in Kohelet, ביום טובה היה בטוב, וביום רעה, ראה. Right? In the days of good, be good. Be good to others. Right? ובמה יתרצה האיש,
what do you mean, וביום רעה, ראה?
I don't know if there's a continuation to the end of that pasuk or not, but bli neder, I'll look it up and let you know. V'me yitratze ha'ish ha'yisraeli sheyu ha'kol o'avim otom o'bakshim tovato o'medim lo v'sh'at tofko ha'lo ba'asor chesur matan chinam im kol ha'goyim. Right, and how will a person be able to find favor that others will be good to him in the time that he is in need of it? By being kind to others. By being good to others.
Very true, very true.
Right? Even when others don't ask for it and don't, you know, formally request it, but be good, be kind, be generous. Yeah, again, give out small gifts here and there. What do you lose by it? It doesn't hurt you. There are some people that they feel like over every penny they save and over every $5 that they save, you know, something's gonna change eternally. If I give an extra $5 to a tip or an extra $10 tip, you know, something, it's gonna hurt me down the line and chas v'shalom, I'm gonna become poor. You're not gonna become poor. Be kind and be good. This is what it's for. This is what Hashem gave for you.
14.
In a time of good fortune, enjoy the good fortune. Be good. In a time of misfortune, re'eh means reflect. There is no, the one no less than the other was Hashem's doing. Consequently, man may find no fault with him.
Okay. Reflect
on what brought that evil upon you. Right. So matnachim ufchar amar chacham, and the chacham said, "Lo yibre be'enecha elef alafim u'avim." And the wise person said, "Even if there is 1,000,000 people who love you, and even if there's 1,000,000 people who love you, it shouldn't be enough.
Everyone. You have to continue.
Should be everyone." Right. Ve'lo imat be'enecha oyev echad. Even one enemy shouldn't be small in your eyes. Even one enemy should not be small. Right? Right. One enemy could assassinate the king. All it takes is one. Then a person who cares about his soul should always look for peace with every goy, with every Jew and with every goy. Whether they're younger or whether they're older. Even if the goy hits him, the goy curses him, the goy steals from him. You should say, it's a kapara. Put his head down and say, it's a kapara. Hashem asked him to do it. It's not from him. Right, and we have to say, even in times of difficulty, the Gemara says, Yivarech al hara'a. Like when someone passes away, we say, Baruch Hashem, Dayan Ha'emet. We make a bracha, Hashem is the true judge. Make a bracha and say, Hashem is the judge who decided that this is what should be right now. And say, Baruch Shelo Asani Goy. And also say, Baruch Hashem, I'm not a goy. I'm not kicking and cursing and stealing and being over every small thing. וכבר כתבתי לאל שהגלות אלוקים חשבה לטובה ומה שאוכלים הגויים את ישראל יחשביה לא להצדקה. He says there's a purpose to the galut, and to the galut that we're in. And the fact that we're suffering, it's going to be one step that takes away that Be'ezrat Hashem will get to Mashiach.
Amen.
Be'ezrat Hashem. כי לכתיב ונוגצה יקצירתה והכל לפי מה שהוא אדם, and everything's according to the person. ולפום מי דאיקה למחש אפילו חששה רחוקה. Even if you think it's something that, it could be something that's a far away chance that something bad is going to happen. Still be cautious. כי בוודאים בנו להניח שיוכלו גם אכלו את כספנו, כל דכפין היטב יכול, אנחנו מה נוכל, רק כל ערום יעשה בדעת. Right? We come to think that, yes, they're going to come after our money. And they will.
This is what happened in Germany.
This is exactly
everywhere,
what happened.
Everywhere.
So every wise person should...
Even in Iran.
Should...
Everywhere.
Think deeply and with knowledge and with be shrewd. Be shrewd. Be smart. Don't be foolish and just think in the moment. Be shrewd and think long term and think ahead. As much as you can, do not fight with the goy. Do not argue with the goy, right? Solve the issues simply. Solve the issue and give out a little bit more if necessary. And pray to Hashem to have mercy on you, that Hashem should save you from an evil person. That Hashem should save you from interacting with bad people. And do your best to love peace and pursue peace and have friends around you and have people who love you around you. And this is how it will be, that we will have to live amongst the goyim until, you know, in their countries and in the galut, until Hashem will have mercy on us. Vishwar la galud me'al tzivareinu, Hashem should break the burden of the galut from our necks. Vishkon Yisrael betach al artzenu, and we should bezrat Hashem be able to live eternally bezrat Hashem in our land, in the land of Israel. La nachalat avotenu, in the inheritance of our forefathers. Keni hiratzon dimeira v'yameinu.
Zag baru, Rabbi.
Beautiful, beautiful chapter.
I think the Sephardic Jews throughout millennia were more practicing of this. That's why we lived more or less in